Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back in to this Monday, July 22nd, 2019 edition of Straight Up with Sturge. I am Josh Phillips, sitting in for Mark Sturgis. Mark will be back tomorrow. And a few hours ago, the ACC media has released their picks for the upcoming season. And there are some there's some surprises, but not in the way that you think. And that's where I want to welcome in our good friend from the North State Journal, Brett Friedlander. Brett, welcome to the show today, my man.
Hey, how's it going? You know, you say Sturge is going to be back tomorrow, but given his luck, his flight might get hijacked somewhere to the Middle East. I mean, he goes to Universal Studios and there's like a bomb threat there. And I mean, that guy's the worst luck there is. So we assume he's going to be back tomorrow, but who knows?
You know what, Brett? That is a great surmise because there's no telling what could happen. There could be a 9.5 earthquake. You're exactly right. When you look up the definition of snake bit, there's Sturge.
That's it.
As we're talking with Brett Friedlander.
Exactly. He'll have a good story to tell when he gets back.
Always. As we're talking with ACC insider Brett Friedlander of the North State Journal. Brett, let's jump right into it now.
Okay.
Who the heck were the clowns that voted for Syracuse and Virginia to win the ACC? You know, there's always a couple of you knuckleheads in the ACC that go against the grain.
Well, I would have to say probably some homers, you know, people from Syracuse and Virginia, I would imagine. But, this may be the stimulus for next year, you know, requiring a drug test for anybody who votes before they cast their ballot. Because, maybe they'll turn out to be right. I mean, if somehow or another Syracuse wins the ACC, we can go back to these people and say, wow, what did you see that we didn't? But chances are they're just kind of outliers who are picking their home team, and either that or picking, you know, their bias against the team. There's no rhyme or reason for it. I mean, now if you're talking about a poll nationally, maybe you can justify picking somebody over Clemson, but not the ACC. I've been covering this league since 1988. And I can't remember, even in the heyday of Florida State and their dominance, I can't remember a wider gap between the number one team and everybody else than this year.
Brett, did we lose him?
No, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, he kind of went out on me there for a minute. Go ahead. Keep going.
No, that was my point, that I just can't remember there being a wider gap between the number one team and everybody else in the ACC. I mean, you look at Clemson. They've got the reigning ACC Player of the Year, Travis Etienne, is back. They got the guy who I haven't seen the preseason All-ACC team. I don't know if it was announced today or not, or if it's coming out tomorrow, but you would imagine Trevor Lawrence is probably going to be this year's pick. They've got great receivers. Even though they lost a lot defensively, Dabo said the secondary is the best it's been since he's been there. So how do you pick against them?
As we're talking with Brett Friedlander, senior sports editor of the North State Journal, as you look across the breakdown, of course, the breakdown went as follows. for the overall championship. Clemson, 170 vote, first place votes. Syracuse with 2, Virginia with 1. Now, I saw you post something on social media because I follow you because I like to keep abreast of what's going on in the ACC. You took issue with the two people that voted for Syracuse and Virginia. Is that correct?
Yeah, I did because, you know, it used to be, if you remember the Atlantic Coast Sports Media Association, you got to vote at the end of the year. Well, crazy, you know, outlier votes like this is the reason that the ACC stopped letting everybody vote. They basically handpicked two people from each school, you know, market. And, you know, people who, like myself, who you know, are not one of the fortunate few, but who follow the conference as close as anybody. And I would say go to as many different teams games as anybody, since I cover four teams. You know, I get to see everybody. We're the ones who get punished because if the league can't trust everybody who's voting, then, you know, then somebody's going to get, you know, somebody legitimate is going to get their vote pulled. And that's kind of what's happened.
As we're talking with Brett Freelander, senior sports editor of the North State Journal. Brett, let's start over in the ACC Atlantic. Of course, no surprise. Clemson with 171 votes to win the Atlantic. Syracuse with a huge surprise in the fact, not that they were picked second, but that two knuckleheads picked them to actually win the division. Florida State pulled up the rear at number 3, NC State at 4, Boston College 5, Wake Forest at 6, and Louisville at 7. Other than the two votes for Syracuse, any surprises in those picks?
Yeah, first of all, I think Florida State was over, you know, got a little bit too much love. You'd expect that they're going to make a comeback from last year. Willie Taggart spent most of last year tearing it down to build it back up, and he's going to build it back up. It is Florida State. It's the state of Florida and the recruiting and the talent that's there. But here's the thing. I don't think they're going to make that big of a jump this year. I think there's still another year and another recruiting class away. And the other one is Wake Forest. You know, everybody undersells Wake Forest because they're little Wake Forest.
Yep.
And, you know, they just kind of fly under the radar. But this is a team that has been to 3 straight bowl games and actually has won 3 straight bowl games. Dave Clawson just signed a long-term deal. They've got not one but 2 effective quarterbacks that are coming back, a 1,000-yard rusher coming back. And their defense returns pretty much intact. I think Clemson is much better, and excuse me, Wake Forest is much better than the number 6 team in the Atlantic Division. And in fact, I think they might end up being better than NC State because NC State has got pretty much their entire offense that they've got to rebuild. So I think those are the two that really kind of jump right at me. I also think Boston College is going to be better. And
stole my thunder. I was getting ready to ask you. I thought Boston College was too low.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you talk about A.J. Dillon. I mean, last year he rushed for 1,000 yards, but he missed 2 games and really was not the same after the injury. He came back against Clemson. He only gained, I think, 38 yards. He wasn't really fully healthy again until their bowl game, and that got called off after a quarter because of lightning. But I think between him and Anthony Davis, the quarterback, you know, they've got a lot more firepower than people give them credit for. I think they've got a chance to be decent. Here's the thing about the Atlantic Division. If you want to be a serious contender, okay, forget about talking about Clemson first. What you have to do is you have to take care of business against everybody else. Because if everybody starts beating each other, they start cannibalizing each other, it doesn't matter. And Syracuse a couple of years ago is a perfect example of that when they beat Clemson on a Thursday night. It doesn't matter if somehow or another you figure out a way to beat the Tigers. If you're going to beat on each other, then it's not going to matter. Somebody's got to come out and they've got to really run the table. And so I don't know that there's anybody in the Atlantic Division with that kind of capability. If there is, I would think Boston College, because of the traditional defense that they play and the style of offense that they play and the weapons that they have, might be the best equipped to do it, unless Syracuse can find a replacement for Eric Dungy, and you know, that's going to be tough.
as we're talking with Brett Freelander, senior editor of the North State Journal. Let's shift gears. You and I both think Clemson's going to come out of the Atlantic. I'm not going to be one of those outliers that picks some crazy school that Clemson's going to slaughter. On the ACC side, man, here's what's crazy about the coastal side of the ACC and the breakdown on these votes. I'm not shocked about Virginia. I said when Bronco Mendenhall got hired, he would soon get the ship righted up in Charlottesville, and he's certainly done that. I have no problem with Virginia being the ACC coastal pick. What I've got a problem with is every single member of the coastal has a vote.
Yeah. Yes, including Georgia Tech.
Including Georgia Tech.
Absolute total fixer-upper opportunity. I mean, you know, they're changing styles completely. They got to go out and recruit wide receivers. They got to go out and recruit tight ends. They've got to go out and recruit a quarterback who can throw the ball. They got to go out and recruit offensive linemen who can pass block, because it's a totally different. You know, you can't do that chop cut blocking stuff that was their trademark under Paul Johnson. You can't do that anymore. You actually have to pass block. So whoever voted for them, that's almost as crazy as picking Virginia to win the entire ACC. But here's the thing. You want to talk about coastal chaos. Really, it kind of fits right into the whole, you know, narrative for everybody getting a vote, because when you think about it, the last 6 years, six different teams have won the coastal. And that's kind of, I think, why people were starting to pick Virginia. That and the fact that they looked so good against South Carolina in the Belk Bowl. Here's the thing. Bryce Perkins is a very good quarterback. He's the second best quarterback in the league behind Trevor Lawrence. And they've got some weapons, but that was a very flawed South Carolina team.
Yep, nine injuries.
Charlotte, and that and the guy on the sideline who I'm not a big fan of, but so they looked great, but really if you put it in perspective, how great was that performance? So that's the thing. That's the game people remember. And Bryce Perkins is back. And I actually picked Virginia to win that division as well, because if you look at it, North Carolina is starting over with Mac Brown, and who's going to play quarterback for them? Pittsburgh lost an awful lot. Virginia Tech, everybody transferred, it seems like. There are a lot of question marks about basically everyone, and Virginia is the most veteran team back, but I wouldn't be, you know, engraving their name on the trophy just yet, because I think that one's wide open. And if, to be honest with you, if you really wanted to go out on a limb, I would put, you know, the seven names of the schools in a hat and just pick them out, and that's kind of how, you know, you pick them, because even Duke with even Daniel Jones not being there, they've got a quarterback who started a couple of games last year when Jones was hurt. So, you know, and they've got David Cutcliffe as a coach. So really, other than Georgia Tech and maybe North Carolina, I really don't have a problem with everybody getting a vote, because it's that wide open.
As we're talking with Brett Freelander, senior editor of the North State Journal and senior ACC insider, quick breakdown of the votes over on the ACC Coastal: Virginia with 82 first place votes, Miami with 55, Virginia Tech with 20, Pitt with 8, Duke with 6, North Carolina 1, and Georgia Tech with 1. So obviously North Carolina and Georgia Tech, the guys that voted for them were in the same pub drinking the same beverage.
One of them was Carolina Blue. You know, you mentioned Miami at number 2, and you know they've got a new coach as well, Manny Diaz. So we don't know how long or how easily the transition is going to be. But you got to figure that's a team to keep an eye on, because I think they're going to probably have the best talent of anybody in that division, and it's just a matter of, you know, how quickly they buy into the new coaching staff and how quickly, you know, they kind of get comfortable with the new system and the new terminology and all that. So that's a team that if you're really looking for somebody to come out of nowhere and challenge Clemson, I'm not saying they're gonna, and I'm not saying that they're gonna be the team that comes out and wins the Atlantic Division, gets into the championship game. But I think if you're looking to pick a dark horse team, if you're looking to pick anybody else, That, to me, Miami would be the most logical pick, just because of the talent that they have in their roster and in their program.
As we're talking with Brett Friedlander, senior editor of the North State Journal, Brett, talk to me about a player. I mean, obviously, you were at ACC Media Days. You cover every single one of these teams. Tell me about a player in the ACC that is going to take the world by storm that nobody is talking about right now because everybody's wearing blonde wigs and skirts to ACC Media Days.
Yeah, it has become kind of a you-know-what show. It's listen, it's all for the ACC Network that's coming out here in about a month, if anybody can watch it. I'm not sure if any cable companies picked it up just yet. But it's all for show. Oh, that's a really, really good question. If I had to pick anybody, that's, but you caught me off guard here. I tell you what, you know who I think I might, I might pick. I think, Deion Jackson, a running back at Duke. I really like him. And I'm trying to think of, you know, guys who, you know, you haven't heard of, maybe like defensively, Shaquille Quarterman, a linebacker at Miami, really as a freshman last year, had a huge season. And I think he's going to step out and be a real factor this year. Yeah. I mean, listen, there's going to be so many new quarterbacks. That's the thing. You just don't know who's going to step up and answer the call and who's going to struggle. I mean, you know, Sam Hartman from Wake Forest last year was having a great season until he got hurt. Then Jamie Newman took over and got him to the bowl game and won their bowl game. Here's another one. How about Sam Howell? He's a quarterback who originally committed to Florida State. When Mack Brown got hired at UNC, he flipped, and he is now at UNC. He's battling for the starting job this year. He might not start the first game, but I guarantee you by game three or four, he's going to be the starter. He's a guy to keep an eye on as well.
As we're wrapping up with Brett Friedlander of the North State Journal, Brett, before we let you go, obviously you picked Clemson to win not only the Atlantic but the entire ACC.
Yes,
you're exactly right. Give me your offensive and defensive player of the year and coach of the year in the ACC for 2019.
All righty. Well, the offensive player of the year, I picked Travis Etienne. And the reason I picked Etienne is because he was the offensive player of the year last year. And I am of the opinion that if you won it last year, then you're the favorite again this year. Now, obviously, Trevor Lawrence, I think, is going to end up being the pick. But, you know, we shall see. As far as defensive player of the year, wow. You know, usually it ends up being a defensive end because he's going to pick up a lot of sacks. But I'm going to stick with my guy, with my guy Shaq Quarterman of Miami, linebacker. And if you really want to, to get down into it, Bryce Hall, cornerback from Virginia, is also a guy who will be right up there in the voting.
Brett, as always, my man, tell our listeners where they can find you. And as always, you're always welcome on the show, and we appreciate your time.
NSJOnline.com/sports, or you can catch me on Twitter at BFriedACC. That's BFried, FRIEDACC.
Brett, as always, thank you, my man. I appreciate you. Look forward to seeing your work as we get into the season.
Anytime, man. We'll talk to you. And give Sturge a hug for me when he gets back, because I'm sure he could use one.
I certainly will. That's Brett Friedlander of the North State Journal. Let me tell you something. He is everything that is right about the sports media. You want to talk about a pro's pro. He flat gets after it, and he goes to almost every one of these, not only just football, basketball, but you'll find him at a baseball tournament. One day we did an interview with him. He was going to watch Wake Forest versus Syracuse in baseball, if that tells you how deeply entrenched he is in the ACC. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back into this Monday, July 22nd, 2019 edition of Straight Up with Sturge. I am Josh Phillips. Marcus will be back tomorrow, we think. Although the four horsemen of the apocalypse might bust in and prevent him from doing said station, radio station. But we'll find out. He should be back tomorrow. I'm pretty confident in it.
Well, as long as you're confident in it, then I'm confident in it. Like, I'm still... I want to go ahead and tell you this, okay? Because if your prediction comes true...
Which one?
The Bama South Carolina one.
Do we need to replay the clip?
No, we don't need to replay the clip.
All right. Well, educate our listeners on Monday. There may be somebody listening that
you said. What was it on Thursday?
I made the proclamation that
hear ye.
Not only will Alabama not make the SEC championship, they will not finish in the top two of the SEC West division. And they will lose to South Carolina in week three. And the closer we get, the more confident I am that that's going to happen. And Patrick had to step away for a minute to answer the phone line. Christian got in with us on the ESPN Upstate Facebook page. And he asked me a question about, you know, in the first half of the show, we discussed the issues that's going on with football. And he brought up a pretty good point about Pop Warner and even past the youth league to the young kids, and that they're not being taught the correct fundamentals of tackling without using the helmet. And that's one thing that I will say, you know, every year before the season, we have to go through what's called USA football training, and they do an outstanding job. Jimmy Moose Wallace is our area rep. Jimmy, 30-year high school coach, most notably at Northwestern, winning a few championships there in Rock Hill. But USA football does a phenomenal job. And honestly, I think every Pop Warner, if you coach football at any level, you should be required to go through the USA football training, because there's definitely things in there that I pick up, that I learn new, that blows me away from a technique standpoint that we're incorporating up at Blue Ridge into our system. And Christian, I think you're absolutely right. You know, at the Pop Warner level and youth level, that's, you know, honestly, they need more Bill Belichicks than the NFL does. You know, because by the time the football players get to the NFL, I mean, how much more do you need to teach them about the game? Seriously. And that's one thing that I'm so proud of. If you are a Pop Warner, if you are a youth league football coach, I love you. You do so much for the game. And see, the thing is, those guys don't get paid. It's all volunteer. It's community guys and girls in the community that love the game of football and are trying to help these young kids be better at it. And let me tell you something. I adore you guys. Let's go to the phone lines and bring in Kevin. Kevin wants to talk about the Gamecocks. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Am I allowed to get on a soapbox just for a minute?
Get on it, man. I'll help you. Which one do you want? You want Snowflake? You want Tide? Hey, what box do you want, my brother?
Man, I think I need a stage like they have in Simpsonville at the amphitheater.
All right, well, I tell you what, we'll go to we'll go to Costco. We'll get the 260 load gain box. That's big enough. Go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you. You know, you've been talking about the Carolina Alabama game, and I feel pumped today for it. Just like I can't imagine what I'm gonna feel like when it actually gets here. And I just don't want this team to look past North Carolina. And I want them to be ready for that game and not to even think about this Alabama game, people just to leave them alone about it. I want them to spank Georgia fiercely. You know, if I could pick two out of three, I'd rather lose to Clemson than lose to Alabama and Georgia. We've got to beat Georgia to get anywhere in life, and we can't get to the SEC championship. It don't go through Clemson. It goes through Georgia. It's nice to beat your in-state rival, but these teams have been handling us the last 5 years. And the Fighting Muschamps are going to be tougher this year than people think. This team has heart. They do have talent. There are premier athletes at most positions. We've got a lot of experience at secondary. We've got some, you know, the last I saw, we got a 6'4", 200-and-some-pound safety that's just going to range across left and right of this field. And this is not going to continue for us to be unsuccessful against teams we're picked to beat. We have got to beat the teams we are favored to beat and upset a couple. We can't lose to Kentucky again.
I was going to say, especially Kentucky.
You know, this team, I've seen this team, and they work hard, okay? And they put in the effort just like every other team does. The difference is going to be discipline. The difference is going to be correct blocking assignments. It's going to be correct lane assignments. It's going to be covering your zone. It's going to be not get influenced by fake handoffs and fake pitches and misdirection and to stay committed to your assignment. And, you know, with another thing I'd like to say about the Pop Warner, I had a brother involved with Pop Warner, and there are so many kids that you run into today as grown family members from 15, 20 years ago that have got remembrance of what you did for them and how you get hugged and see these kids in the community and go on to grow up and do great things. So it's definitely an important step in life. It teaches you teamwork. It teaches you self-love, and it teaches you responsibility for the man standing next to you.
That's right, Kevin. I appreciate that. Thank you for the phone call. Yeah, Kevin brings up, you know, several good points. We talked about that on the show last week about the Gamecocks. See, I'm not really worried about – with South Carolina this year, I'm not really worried about the big three. I'm not worried about Alabama, Georgia, Clemson. I should say four because I'm going to throw Texas A&M in that group. South Carolina needs to beat everybody else. You know, Brett Friedlander talked about in the ACC Atlantic, before any of those teams, Syracuse, any of them, start thinking about beating Clemson, they need to beat everybody else in the division first, then worry about Clemson. And see, to me, that's what South Carolina needs to do. They need, and I think Kevin brought up a good point. You've got to beat Kentucky. You've got to snap the five-game losing streak to Kentucky. Look, South Carolina, and I know there were some extenuating circumstances, South Carolina should never, never, ever lose to Kentucky five straight years. It's inexcusable. It should never happen. 1 or 2 years, maybe. 3 years at the most. But 5 years, Gamecocks should never lose to the Kentucky Wildcats for five straight years. But you got to take care of Kentucky. You got to take care of Vanderbilt. You've got to take care of Missouri. and then worry about the big three. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, I really wish listeners could hear what goes on. The conversations that go on in between segments are a lot more fascinating than the ones that are on the air. We just can't say that.
We can't say
in
any
this form.
Now, we can't say 90% of what we just said.
No, if we were on, what is it, Sirius XM?
If we were on a YouTube
we
podcast,
we could do that.
If we were on a YouTube podcast, absolutely.
I mean, if we were on Sirius XM, we could discuss that. But, I mean, I'm not even going to bring it up because there's just no use going down that road because there's a huge detour sign. And I need to get to a ton of texts that people have jumped into the ESPN text line. You want to join the discussion, 844-477-3776. Or hit us up on the Health Dare text line. Text ESPN to 71307. We'll talk a little more Gamecock football because Patrick's a huge Gamecock fan, and he has something he wanted to say about the Alabama statement that I made. Let me get in some of these texts right here. Texter gets in and says, Josh, what's your thoughts on if they start paying college football players, would that do away with the NFL, Gator Boy? No, it wouldn't do away with the Gator Boy. It would not do away with the NFL. And a matter of fact, it's coming. That's going to be one of the things when the Power Five conferences break away from the NCAA, and that's probably going to happen when they expand the playoff. That's when they're going to want to pay the players. All of the coaches, you hear Will Muschamp talk about it. You hear Dabo Swinney talk about it. Dabo tries to avoid it because he's really in favor of it. Okay, all of the coaches want the players to get paid. It's just a matter of whether they want to come out publicly about it. Some are a little more outspoken than others. But when the Power Five conferences break away from the NCAA, absolutely they're going to get paid. Is it going to hurt the NFL? No. They'll tier it, as I'm sure. The problem they're going to have with the paying the players is, what are you going to do with Title IX? See, Title IX is the fly in the ointment when it comes to paying football players, because if you pay them, you've got to pay the women's basketball players. You've got to pay the women track athletes. And that's the right thing to do, but then how are you going to divvy it up from a monetary standpoint? Because let's be honest, Trevor Lawrence, and I'm not saying anything disparaging, Trevor Lawrence is going to get more money than the point guard on the women's basketball team. That's just the way it's going to work. And so how are you going to – is that a lawsuit waiting to happen? And they're going to have to figure that out.
We can't feasibly sit here and say that these discussions haven't been going on.
Of course they have.
They've been going on, but they don't really know how to bring it up. They don't really know how to execute this plan, and I don't think anybody does. I mean, yeah, you could go, oh, well, just section it off by popularity of the sport. Well, when you do that, people complain because then they go, well, we're not getting a fair shake on television like these guys are. And then it's another whole spiderweb conundrum that we're going down. I think once we get down the road of we need to pay the players, and that's going to fix all the NCAA problems, I think we're kind of fooling ourselves.
Another texter gets in with us, T-Bone Texas, and says, come on, JP. These Braves are young. They don't give a dang about history. They just like to win, whether it's early or bottom of the ninth. T-Bone, thank you for that. T-Bone, take an exception to my Dark Horse Brewers pick there. Yeah, he's loving the Braves.
I love the Dark Horse Brewers pick because in the postseason, you need one or two big swings to change the momentum. And the Brewers have that, plus maybe another three bats that they have on their roster. They have a lot of power, a lot of home run ability, but they're in the same problem I think the Twins are, is they either win big or they lose big.
Another texter gets in with us, have to take the Nationals or Brewers as a dark horse. I totally agree. Astros or Indians in the AL. Yeah, I'm in 1,000% agreement with that.
I love the Astros. I love the Indians, too. Their pitching's starting to come around. I'm starting to really enjoy the team watching them.
Yeah, so am I. You wanted to take exception with the Alabama pick. Go
not
ahead.
Exception. I love the pick. I love the confidence, okay? I think
I've got the South Carolina contingent. They are jammed up. Remember, we had somebody that texted in or called in and said he's already looking for tickets. They're going to sell out the stadium.
Well,
you're welcome.
I mean,
where's my cut?
I mean, of course they're going to sell out the stadium. It's, you know, South Carolina, Alabama. You know, when Alabama.
Not if it's 0-2.
I don't think it'll be
0-2. How awful would that be?
That's worst case scenario.
How awful would it be if South Carolina started the season 0-2?
That is worst case scenario.
Oh!
But I'm getting married in October, which we've already discussed. We're not going to get back into it, but me and you have already hashed it out about this, okay?
I want to so bad.
I know you do. I know you do, Josh, okay?
Well, I'm giving her a pass because she's a Yankee.
Thank you. She doesn't even like grits.
Oh, see, that's a fireable offense.
Yeah, it's un-American.
You know, I heard Lonzo and Mark Ryan disparaging my grits. All right, let me explain something to you knuckleheads.
They aren't American either.
All right, look, let me, you know, I did a poll on Twitter where actually a buddy of mine sent me this, and it was it's a list of foods that is uniquely Southern, and you get 1 point. I think there's like 40 of them, and you get 1 point for every food that you can check off that you've eaten. And what it's trying to do is to test your Southernness.
Yeah.
If you will. Okay? So it's got pig's feet.
Delicious.
Had it. It's got chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
My response was boiled or fried.
Absolutely.
With or without hot sauce. I can go on and on.
What's the sides?
Chicken livers.
Fried.
Chicken gizzards.
I prefer them fried.
Liver mush, which I've done. Well, the long and short of it, that's just a little taste. The long and short of it is I had 36 points out of 40. So out of 40 dishes on there,
mm-hmm.
I hit 36 of them. Now, here's the thing that I have for you boneheads that want to criticize grits, okay? Wherever you grew up, see, Lonzo's a Yankee. He grew up in Ohio. He's a Yankee, okay?
Okay.
Mark Ryan, I'm still trying. I think he's been in Houston, but I think he's a Yankee too. Okay?
Okay.
So, because I think there's some, I know he pulls for the Yankees because he gives me grief every time I wear a Red Sox, whatever. That being said, I know for a fact, Mark Ryan, and I know for a fact, Lonzo, and the rest of you boneheads that want to criticize grits, that there are certain foods that you eat that I wouldn't like. That's a part of your heritage or family or culture or whatever it is.
Upbringing, you know.
Upbringing, okay?
I went to Ohio.
Mark Ryan and I share a cultural upbringing.
Yes.
Okay? So I know for a fact there are certain things that he and I will consume that the average American will not.
Fair.
That being said, if you don't like grits, fine. Don't eat them. But shut your mouth. This is the South. We are in South Carolina. Just like every time I go to visit my relatives in Boston, okay, there's certain things that they serve up there. Like you can't get sweet tea.
You have to get iced tea with sugar packets.
You've got to use, right, or they bring you a Lipton can. I almost had a heart attack. But guess what? Did I jump on the waitress in downtown Boston because they didn't have sweet tea? No, because it's not the culture there. Now, I did get into it with a waitress in Nashville.
Okay, that's Nashville.
Because we were in Nashville, Tennessee at the NFL draft, and the restaurant we were in did not serve sweet tea. I wanted to get up and leave. It insulted me being a city in the South that did not serve sweet tea. How dare they? So if you're outside the South, if you're up in Ohio or New York or wherever, and you've got a particular dish that you eat, I may not agree with it, but hey, it's part of your, I'm not trying to change it. Don't try to change mine. So shut your mouth. Let me enjoy my butter and grits. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, if Mark Ryan and Lonzo don't shut up about my grits, I'm going to have my stepmama make them a mess of chitlins and bring it in. I'm not going to tell them what it is.
Now, let me ask you a question. How do you like your grits?
All right.
Because I like them plain.
Okay. I like grits plain with butter.
Okay.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I like to do, Texer gets in and says, get them, Josh. They are a bunch of Yankees. You're right. Love grits and eggs. What?
Over medium egg, over grits.
Well,
it's
I was
amazing.
Getting ready to say, I actually like I can eat them separate, and I'm fine with that. There are some days that I just go on a grit craving.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'll make me a bowl of grits. Not instant. Regular grits. Takes 20 minutes to make.
Stand there whisking the whole time.
Salt, pepper. Now, the difference is I will use, and I got this recipe from my cousin who makes shrimp and grits down in Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
I will use either Happy Cow whole milk or heavy whipping cream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't use just water. I don't dispense. Anybody that does, my grandmother made them, God rest her soul, and they were phenomenal. Matter of fact, my dad would not eat anybody else's but hers, even to the disdain of my stepmother. Okay? But I like mine with either whole milk or heavy cream mixed with butter, salt, and pepper. That's it. Now, sometimes I'll take niece's sausage, fry it up, do a scrambled egg, and mix it all together.
Absolutely.
Some days I do that.
I make a giant breakfast bowl.
Yes.
And I have the grits as the base.
Yes. I'm not big on the hash brown bowl.
No.
Some Yankee came up with that and then tried to institute it. If they wanted to do it right, they would have used grits as the base.
Absolutely. They would use grits. You would get a little splash of Tabasco in there. You know, give it some heat. I love hot sauce. It's one of my things I go to.
I'm fine with it.
You know, it's one of those things that it is universally loved if it's done right. And maybe these guys didn't have good grits. And to that,
well, they probably weren't made right, or they used, or they tried instant grits that was flavored.
Absolutely, yeah. They tried that bacon cheddar instant grits, and it's just not.
It's not the same. That's like making instant potatoes, instant mashed potatoes, as opposed to. See, if I'm going to sit down, I'm going to have a good meal. I'm going to have fried chicken, collard greens, corn on the cob.
Wait, what's in the collards?
Vinegar and bacon. In the collard greens.
See, I put turkey neck in there.
You got to cook it all day.
Absolutely.
You can't just throw collard greens on the stove and whip them out in 15 minutes. No, them bad boys have got to sit in lard and bacon grease for at least 5 hours to do it right. And then if you want to use Tabasco or what they call hot vinegar, I'm all for it. Homemade mashed potatoes with gravy. I'm fine with red-eye gravy. My grandfather loved red-eye gravy. Got me hooked on it. If you want to use brown or sawmill, I'm fine with that too. Homemade potato salad. Green beans snapped, not grocery store bought. Big flat cathead biscuits. Homemade banana pudding. My mom make a banana pudding that'll make a puppy pull a freight train. I'm telling you. Telling you. And a big glass of sweet tea with lemon in it. What you talking about?
See, I liked everything except for the lemon in the sweet tea.
See, and you know what? That's fine. But at least you got the sweet. See, I like lemon. All right? That's fine. But at least you got the sweet tea. Texer gets in with us. Gators are going to play spoiler alert on the Gamecocks and dogs going down. Woo, Gator boy getting into me talking smack. Gator fans feeling good after Dan Mullen and company went 10-3 in his first year.
You know why they're feeling good? It's because they got someone on the station to be their spokesman.
Well, that's true. But, you know, look, I did a breakdown last week, and Dan Mullen's got him going up, but I thought they overachieved a little bit. That offensive line, they lost 4 out of 5 starters. Gators got some work to do, but the Gator fans are feeling love, and they're talking smack to the Gamecocks and the dogs here at ESPN Upstate. This is Straight Up with Sturge.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.